Turning now to news from Africa, Archbishop Pius Nukube of Bulawayo in Zimbabwe says the economic and political condition of his country is distressing as harsh new price controls are put in place to stem inflation and stave off total economic collapse. Lydia Kane reports.
Zimbabwe has been described as a nation on the brink of collapse, with an economic and political situation that has reached life-threatening proportions. On the economic front, President Robert Mugabe recently ordered that prices for a wide range of foodstuffs and consumer items be slashed, accusing businesses of raising prices as part of an effort by Western opponents to overthrow his 27-year-old rule. The new measures came as the government increased police patrols to enforce the price controls, which analysts say may provide temporary relief to a long-suffering population, but is bound to worsen Zimbabwe's economy. Pius Nukube is Archbishop of Bulawayo in Zimbabwe. He spoke about the country's economic plight.
On the one hand, the prices were getting too high. You had a situation where every four or five days, the prices would double. The government just kind of decreeing they're going to slash prices by half is also not correct, because it means that the business sector will not have any profit. The business people are saying we're not restocking because we are now acting at a loss.
But apart from the economic crisis, the political situation is also under the spotlight. A report launched this week by the Solidarity Peace Trust, a coalition of African church groups, highlighted political abuses following a crackdown on the opposition that began in March. In a bid to find a solution in Zimbabwe, the Southern African Development Community named South African President Thabo Mbeki to help mediate. Archbishop Nukube hopes this intervention by the SADC countries will have a positive outcome, but says African countries have been too lenient with President Mugabe.
So often, Mugabe himself has been extremely arrogant and refused any compromises. On the other hand, the African countries have also been too easy with him. They let him get away with things. I mean, for instance, he rigs an election clearly. And then the South Africans, when they were asked, they were saying that it was a legitimate election. So there's a kind of brotherhood there where they want to confirm each other.
At 83, the Zimbabwean leader shows no signs of wanting to relinquish power, already planning to run for another term as president in 2008. I'm Lydia O'Kane.